multifaceted, you know, it's about an experience. So the point is, it's all kinds of things being layered onto the World Cup Alpine race itself to create a really fun day, right? There's, you know, the racing itself is, again, maybe 2 hours. Well, boy, what do we do the rest of the other 10 hours, right? And what we're trying, when you think about the multifaceted, it's how do you fill those other hours with really fun and interesting and engaging things for people to do?
Right, and kind of keeping guests engaged with the area rather than sort of in and out mentality.
That's right. Whether they pop into the race and then they just disappear, now we're offering them all kinds of ways to stay up in the village and, you know, have some fun, and there's stuff for the kids to do, but also the adults can, you know, go get a glass of wine, and there's some good food and other, you know, entertainment and activities going on. Everything that we're looking to do this year and then evolving next year is really to kind of just build out the World Cup America's winter opening, to build it into a full week of activity and festival and ski racing and ski racing celebration. So, but it would all be in that early season window, which is really telegraphing to the world that winter has begun in the Rocky Mountains, right? And this is an event that is just amalgamation of all kinds of wonderful things that we celebrate in our sport and this mountain lifestyle.